Good morning, boys. Blessing to be here. You got it like this. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that we can be here, and we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank you for each one of these boys here, and we pray that you would bless and help them and each of us, Lord, to follow you. Just have mercy upon us and help us, Lord. Give us what we need, wisdom and strength. In Jesus' name. Okay, well, let's start here with Psalm 39. Psalm 39, in the Septuagint, it would be 40 in the Bible. King David here was, it seemed like, going through a really hard time in his life, a difficult time, and he was remembering all that God had done good for him and how he had helped him in the past. And now he's once again asking God to deliver him, help him, because people were seeking after his soul, take him away. Whatever it was, he was asking God to help him. So let's read here, Psalm 39. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heeded me, and he heard my supplication, and brought me up out of a miserable pit and from miry clay. And he established my feet on a rock and kept straight my steps. And he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many will see and be afraid and shall hope in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose hope is in the name of the Lord, and who do not look into vanities and false frenzies. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you perform. And in your thoughts there is no one who shall be likened to you. I declared and said, they are multiplied beyond number. Sacrifice and offering you did not will, but a body you prepared for me, a whole burnt offering and a sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. It is written of me in the volume of the book. I will to do your will, O my God, and your law in the midst of my heart. I proclaimed righteousness in the great church. Behold, I shall not restrain my lips. O Lord, you know, I did not hide your righteousness in my heart. I declared your truth and your salvation. I did not hide your mercy and your truth from the great congregation. O Lord, do not remove your compassion from me. May your mercy and your truth take hold of me continually. For evils without number surrounded me. My transgressions overpowered me and I could not see. They multiplied more than the hairs of my head, and my heart failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, give heed to help me. May those who seek my soul to make away with it be disgraced and confounded together. May those who wish evil for me be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, well done, receive their shame immediately. May all who seek you, O Lord, rejoice exceedingly and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. The Lord will take care of me. You are my helper and my protector. O my God, do not delay. Trust in God. That's what this is called, right? Just waiting on the Lord and looking to God whenever everything around seems like a dark, slippery slope or a dark path, a scary place. We need to keep our eyes on God and think about Him and His help for us. There's just a lot of times you'll meet up with boys when you get older that's hard times in your life, difficult times. Just do what's right, look to God. And even now, when you think maybe things are a little too tough, maybe people are being too hard on you, maybe your parents, you think you're just wanting you to toe the line a little plenty hard. Just do what's right. Just put your shoulder to the wheel. Just be strong. Just do what you know is right, right? Yeah. Oh, the children obey your parents. And remember, God is looking. God is watching. God knows. Even a child is known by his doings. So, whenever things get a little tough in your life, just keep on looking, doing what's right. And God will take care of us. God knows his own. So, I like there in verse 8 and 9 how it talks about doing God's will. Then I said, behold, I come. It is written of me in the volume of the book. I will do your will, O my God. So that's what we need to do. Our will needs to be to do God's will and not my own will. It's just about surrendering to the Lord and doing what he wants us to do. So. And then we can have the confidence to ask God to take care of us, to look down on us and watch over us, because we've been following him. See, but if we've been being bad or not doing what's right, if we've been naughty, how is it then to ask the Lord to help us and watch over us and keep us? If we haven't been following him, that doesn't make sense, does it? So do God's will when things are easy, when you know what to do, when you know the right way to go, when you know what God wants, do it. Walk that way. And then when things get dark and you're not sure and you're in a hard time, you can ask God just to keep on leading you. And he will. Okay, well, let's say your verses now from last week. So you can go. What are your verses about? Okay. Something God wants Christians to do. Okay, go ahead.
Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. First John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
Matthew 5:3-10. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And that means that we should follow God and do whatever he says, no matter what it costs.
Wisdom of Sirach 2:1. My son, if you draw near to serve the Lord, prepare your soul for temptation.
Wisdom of Sirach 3:8. Honor your father and mother in word and deed.
Good. Okay. Good. Did you boys have something? Okay.
One thing I thought about for me that I work on is just preferring another brother in front of myself. I thought about the verse this morning that says, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, but he who seeks to lose his life will find it. It's just, you can have everything else right, but if you just, I mean, you can just look real righteous, but if you're just doing it for yourself and to be comfortable, then it's still wrong.
Oh, I thought about just obeying my parents. I ain't real good at that.
I thought about I need to be more patient when things go wrong and stuff happens in life that I can't control. Just be patient and accept it, and it'll, in the end, it'll help me to be more humble with, and walk with God, just to be long-suffering, patient.
I thought about just conversations that I have, or the words that I say. You know, it says you'll be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. Just, you know, should be try to be more careful about what I say and make it important and not so just not talk about foolish things or whatever. I thought about, I couldn't remember where it was, but it talks about somewhere where young men should about their conversation, but I couldn't remember sure where that was.
I need to work on life when I'm given a job, to do it thoroughly and well, and to do it quickly.
One of the boys had, one of the little boys had a verse this morning about loving the saint, the love of the, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, and that just need to be careful that I don't get too attached to things in this world. I need to, everything in this world is going to pass away. I need to work on serving God instead of fixing my position in this world.
I decided just forgiving people and loving them.
I just need to be more help around the farm. Don't just get my chores done and then go play around and help others.
Sometimes I'm proud, or I should just learn to be more humble.
Sometimes I see what's right in front of me, and that's the hardest thing to do. I struggle to do that, and I guess I am seeking to be more. Just seeing, just doing what's right in front of me.
I need to be more diligent with my work and not try to get away with stuff. Quit being lazy.
Okay, boys, I think for next Sunday, let's work at doing what you see that you need to work at in your life. Throughout the week, you know, work at that. Do the best you can at the thing you talked about. So remember what you talked about and try to do better at that, you know, work at that. And then for next, ask somebody about Wednesday or so how you're doing. Your parents or something. How you're doing in that, you know, ask them if you're doing better in this thing you're working on, okay? And on Sunday, have a verse about that subject to share with us, okay? A verse about whatever you're working at. To read that verse to us, or have it memorized. Okay, you may go.